This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 124 for Friday, October 29th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Friday, in choppy trade as traders adjust positions ahead of the month end. The nearby November contract up $35 at $1,031.90 per ton. But activity there was very light, with the more active January contract only up $3 at $958.30. Investors are continuing to exit the front month ahead of its expiry, accounting for the exaggerated move there. The more active months all held closer to unchanged after hitting contract highs earlier in the week. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a soft tone in the Canadian dollar provided underlying support, as did Canada's tight supply situation. However, ideas that canola is looking overpriced at current levels tempered any advances, with chart resistance holding to the upside. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were mostly higher, while wheat ended mixed. Gains in soy oil, after it posted losses for most of the past week, accounted for some of today's strength in beans, as demand from the vegetable oil side has taken a more prominent role in the bean market. January soybeans up 3 cents at $12.49 per bushel. The USDA announced two large private export sales to unknown destinations this morning of 132 and 222,000 tons, respectively. Farmers in Argentina are just getting started seeding their next bean crop, with about 5% of intended acres in the ground. Production is expected to be down on the year, though, as some acres are to switch out of beans and into corn. Corn futures did post gains today, up 5 cents in December at $5.68 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of nearly 280,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. France's corn harvest is about half complete. That's up on the week, but well off last year's pace. Meanwhile, dryness in Argentina is said to be hampering the start of the corn seeding there, with 28% of intended acres in the ground. Rain delays across the eastern U.S. corn belt were slowing the last of the U.S. harvest. Wheat is mixed. Minneapolis hitting fresh contract highs, up 17 cents in December at $10.55 per bushel. The winter wheat's steady to lower, though. Kansas City, 4 cents lower in December at $7.85 per bushel. And Chicago up only a quarter cent in December at $7.72¾. Tight supplies of spring wheat remained supportive for that market. Meanwhile, rain delays for winter wheat planting in parts of the eastern Corn Belt were supportive, as farmers can't get on to seed the wheat until their row crops come off. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 29th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.